Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 44-year-old Scott Joseph Fitzgerald, who hasn't been seen or heard from since July 26th. Fitzgerald's sister, who lives out of state, contacted sheriff's deputies on Monday and said that Fitzgerald was in the Eureka area staying with friends and decided to drive to Garberville and hadn't been heard from since. On August 3rd, friends looking for Fitzgerald located his vehicle near a campsite in Whitethorn and initially were not concerned because Fitzgerald had stayed there in the past. 2 days later, the Humboldt County Animal Control found Fitzgerald's pet dog wandering in the area as well. In the coming days, Fitzgerald's friends returned to the campsite and noticed that the vehicle was still there and Fitzgerald was nowhere to be seen. Fitzgerald is described as a white male adult, 6'2", 185 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes, and he is most likely walking with a cane. Around 10 p.m. Tuesday evening, Eureka police responded to Broadway after a vehicle collided into the Don's Rental building. The Dodge pickup truck involved sustained major damage and the building sustained major damage to the front side entrance. The driver told officers that her and a passenger were from out of the area and were headed southbound when another vehicle caused her to swerve off the road and collide into the store. While the passenger didn't sustain injuries in the crash, the driver required medical attention for treatment of minor injuries. The right lane of Broadway was closed for a short period of time while the truck was being towed off the road, and no arrests were made. Eureka police have opened an investigation into the crash. Nick Angeloff has announced his candidacy for the 2nd District seat on the Humboldt Bay Harbor District Board. Angeloff said in a statement that the Harbor District hasn't updated its strategic plan in years and is operating at 10% capacity. Angeloff went on to say that creating new harbor jobs and building revenue through increased harbor use will be the focus. Angeloff is a resident of Riodel and serves as a chairman on the Riodel Planning Commission, as well as being the current president of the Riodel Scotia Chamber of Commerce. Angeloff is also the owner of Redwood Empire Services, which is an economic and business development consulting firm. College of the Redwoods receives a federal grant. Dan Squire has more.
College of the Redwoods has been awarded a $225,000 federal grant for the next 5 years, money that will be used to fund the school's Student Support Services Rise to Success program. That program focuses on students from families where the parents do not have a college degree, students with learning disabilities, and students who have a demonstrated academic need for assistance and support. The Rise to Success program offers counseling, tutoring, advice, and assistance to help transferring from Redwood to a 4-year university. The funds were awarded through a competitive grant program, and the focus will be on keeping students in school and on a path to earn an associate degree and then a bachelor's degree.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In wildfire news, CAL FIRE personnel, along with other state and county agencies, have the Humboldt complex of 7 wildfires at 60% containment. Nearly 1,800 personnel have been assigned to the fires, which have burned 4,700 acres of land in the southeastern part of the county near Alder Point and Blocksburg. 14 personnel have sustained injuries battling the fire, and 6 outbuildings have been destroyed in the process. The target date for full containment of the fires is August 25th, and roadway closures along Highway 36 remain in effect. The route complex of fires have burned nearly 26,000 acres of land in the areas of Mad River, Densmore, and Hyapom. Over 800 personnel have been battling the blazes, which stand at 20% containment. Crews are preparing for a planned burnout operation on the west side of Johnson Creek, and direct and indirect lines are being utilized during suppression efforts. Voluntary evacuations have been issued for residents on St. John's Road, as well as Wintoon Flat, Waldorf Flat, and Oak Flat. Road closures from Van Dusen Road to Lower Mad River Road remain in effect as well. Further to the north, the river complex of fires have burned nearly 24,000 acres of land, and those fires stand at 12% containment. Over 650 personnel have been assigned to the series of fires burning along the Trinity Village, Denny, Daly, and Hoboken areas. Due to weather conditions, a red flag warning has been issued until 8 o'clock this evening. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.